And so now we begin with number 12, Robert Lundy. We'll take his first hacks against Matt Stone, and he can't hold up the check swing, and that's a first strike, and we are underway. California Baptist coming in with a 28-14 overall record. However, their conference record isn't exactly what they'd like it to be. 0-1 pitch from Stone is a swing and a miss by Lundy. It's now an 0-2 start for Matt Stone. Lundy on the season comes in with a very solid batting average at .328, 4 home runs, 22 RBIs. So a very formidable leadoff hitter for the Lancers. 0-2 pitch from Stone is a swing and a miss, and a very good start for Matt Stone as he strikes out the first batter he sees. So already a better start for Matt Stone, 3 pitches and 3 outs, very economical indeed. So now that'll bring up Zach Aguirre, the third baseman, wearing number 16, and he hails from the hometown of Riverside, California, so didn't have to go very far to continue playing baseball. The first pitch from Stone is a bit to the outside, and that's a 1-0 count. Aguirre carrying a .366 average on the season, 1 home run, 16 RBIs, but does possess a .413 on-base percentage, so does a great job with the number 2 slot in getting on base. Pitch from Stone is a bit high. It's now 2-0 to the third baseman. Kind of a warm day here in Azusa, California, but if you were here over the past weekend, you're not surprised as the temperatures hit in the mid-90s over the weekend. As Aguirre fouls this one down the first baseline, and that's going to go out of play towards the alumni house. It's now 2-1. So already a good start for starting pitcher Matt Stone, as he's 2 strikes away from getting Aguirre out of this ballgame. The 2-1 pitch from Stone is fouled back by Aguirre, and it's to the faculty staff parking lot, but hits no cars, thankfully. So now that foul ball will even the count at 2-2. In case you've never been here to Cougar Baseball Stadium, it is a very interesting structure. The Shire Modular Housing Units, primarily for sophomore undergrad students here, is right beyond the left field fence, with Engstrom Hall down the left field line. And a swing and a miss by Aguirre, and down he goes for the second out of the game. So 2 hitters and 2 strikeouts for Matt Stone. So he's going to early boost his confidence right there as number 7, Brandon Peters. We'll take his cuts at the plate. Peters comes in with a .323 batting average with 4 homers and 30 RBIs. Here's the first pitch from Stone, and it will be a bit high to the outside, and it's 1-0. Just going back to the structure of Cougar Baseball Stadium, it's right on the corner of the campus of Azusa Pacific University, Alosta Avenue, just beyond the right field fence. The alumni house is down the first base side on the foul side of the stadium. 1-0 pitch from Stone is on the outside corner, evens the count at 1-1. And then, of course, you have the faculty staff parking lot behind the backstop here, so any foul ball is fair game for any car to get dinged up. Of course, it does say park at your own risk. The 1-1 pitch from Stone is across the knees, and it's a strike, 1-2. Stone doing a much better job of controlling the strike zone, something he couldn't do against the surprising Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, who didn't come in with the strongest of offensive statistics, but you couldn't have told him that because they hit double figures in runs both games against the Cougars last week. Pitch from Stone is a bit high to the outside. It evens the count at 2-2. If you remember, last Wednesday night, the Sunbirds got off to a 12-0 start before the Cougars actually scored a run, and they ended up winning 15-7 in the first game, and then the following day, the Sunbirds completed the sweep with an 11-10 victory. Pitch from Stone grazes the dirt. It's now a full count for Brandon Peters. Peters, in addition to some of his strong statistics, carries with him a .511 slugging percentage and a .447 on-base percentage. So if nothing else, he is very dangerous in all facets of hitting. Here's the pitch from Stone, and it's going to be fouled way back by Peters. He was on that one. It went straight back into the backstop. So it will once again be a 3-2 count for the right-hander Matt Stone against the left-handed hitting Brandon Peters. Stone out of the windup. He's looking into Kahatsu for the sign. Now he has what he likes. The pitch from Stone is... oh, not sure where that one went, but he does walk Brandon Peters. So now that'll be the first runner for the Lancers. Peters did give him a fight, however, but Matt Stone could not sit him down, and now he will have to pitch out of the stretch for the first time today against number 8, J.P. LaPointe. The designated hitter comes in today with a .298 average with one home run and 24 RBIs. Stone out of the stretch to LaPointe. Peters with a good lead off first base, and he's going to go. The throw down to second base by Kohatsu is not in time. Grant Byer just kind of grazed Peters with the tag, but it was a little bit too late. I don't even know if he applied the tag at all, but that will be a stolen base for Brandon Peters. However, give Matt Stone credit. It was a good pitch for Stephen Kohatsu, the starting catcher, to throw off of. It was right down the middle. Good positioning for Kohatsu. Unfortunately, Grant Byer could not complete that caught-stealing opportunity. So now the Lancers have a runner in scoring position. Oh, and one count now to LaPointe, as Matt Stone now has a runner in scoring position to worry about in Brandon Peters. The 0-1 from Stone is going to be a flare right into the glove of Venegas, and that is going to do it. So no harm done there for the walk from Matt Stone. He does get out of the inning as the Lancers get shut out in the top of the first, and it will be the Cougars coming up with Matt Venegas, Ryan Dell, and Stephen Kohatsu here on KPU's live coverage of Cougar Baseball.